foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug. Hi.
Hi Doug, my name is Karen. Hello!
We're Doug and Karen, and I'm high and hungry.
Oh, we knew it was something. I'm not high, but I'm kind of hungry.
I mistimed my day today. I had an early lunch and got very high, and now several hours later, I didn't want to eat anything before this show because we're gonna eat on the show. So I'm more than ready.
I'm going to turn that off. Maybe that'll help my eye. I can't get the, I'm looking at myself in this. We're doing a Zoom, but we're not, we're only videotaping us folks, but I'm looking at myself talking and it's not enjoyable. Normally I just talk and don't see me. Now I'm seeing me and it's, I can do without it, but well, I like to look at you though. So it helps.
Can you make it more dark in that room?
Well, I'm trying to get rid of this glare on my glasses. Look at...
Well, nobody cares. We're making an audio podcast.
I know. I just want to be able to see.
It doesn't matter.
I look like a superhero.
I was going to say Max Headroom.
Yeah.
You look like Martha Headroom.
Speaking of Martha and Karen, my name has got to go. I got to change my name.
What do you mean?
I got to go with Lynn. This Karen thing's taking off in a bad way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Ugh, it's not, I could do without it.
Okay.
I might go with Lynn.
Just Lynn Anderson, or you go Lynn Marchuka?
Oh, now you got me thinking. Oh, yeah, I like that.
Why don't you pick a fun name that goes with Marchuka? Like Martha Marchuka sounds pretty good.
M&M.
Yeah, Margot Marchuka. Molly.
How about Marvelous Maisel Marchuka?
Mrs. Maisel Marchuka.
That's
you
what
got it. You got your new professional name.
Doug, one time when after I had Spencer, this is now 20 years ago, I called Tom Sawyer, the booker and owner of Cobb's Comedy Club, and left him on his machine that said, "Hey, Tom, it's Karen. I know that I'm booked for the week of February. Listen, since I've had a baby, I've kind of changed my act around. Just so you know, I go by Mrs. Mommy now. And I play a guitar, so I need like a setup that will let me play an acoustic guitar. So I'll need like a low mic and a high mic for my voice. And I just made this whole thing like it was going to be a whole new act. I had songs about Mrs. Mommy. And I never said it wasn't true until I got there. I wonder if he remembers that. That made me laugh and laugh for days.
Yeah, and either he got it or he just completely didn't get it. Just
no,
like, Karen's got a new act.
Oh, he got it. It was just like, I went by Mrs. Mommy for quite a long time. And that's what I'm going to go by now.
It stuck? You really went by Mrs.
No,
Mommy?
I just pretended that was my, I would always call myself Mrs. Mommy, this and that. Just a joke for myself.
Okay. As a joke for myself, I decided that we should do an entire episode of, since the pandemic started, I've been doing, a lot of things in my kitchen, a lot of, cameos and, Instagrams and Periscopes, and people are always asking about the yellow bucket on the top of my fridge in the basket style up there. And when I receive that from the people at PETA, it's a bunch of snacks that are vegan to encourage veganism and not eating animals. And I was like, that's cool. Can you send one of those to my friend Karen Anderson? And we will unbox and eat these things on Dining with Doug and Karen. And they were thrilled to do that. So they sent you one. So you have one somewhere.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, mine's here. I have okay. So that I wouldn't make too much noise.
You did what to it?
I unpacked it. See, I put it. Yeah.
Good idea.
I put it on a tray with it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We've actually been cutting down on it. We've been discussing it quite a bit, cutting back on our meat consumption. And I think it all starts with cutting back, at least. And so we've really cut out beef a lot, like 90%, I'd say. A lot of fish, more fish. We're eating, we're like trading that, you know, and trying to, I don't know what we'll get down to, but trying to do that anyway. It's working pretty good. It's nice. I like all food anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me. But, you know, to get the whole family to do it, it's like, you know.
Yeah, I just don't know about, you know, I'm suspicious of vegan snacks. I'm curious about what this stuff is going to be. And I did not unwrap ahead of time. So your unwrapping was, I guess, a good thing, because now they'll get only half of the sound of us unwrapping these things at the same time.
But snacks are about unwrapping. When you think about it.
Here it comes. I mean, now there's going to be this big hole in my refrigerator where this has been sitting.
You can put it back.
We have to rearrange my shit.
Put some flowers in it and put it back. Or some apples.
Oh.
Make it, you know, really do it up.
I just, you know, I want to try to, you know, showcase different things on my refrigerator, since it's such a, now it's such a famous refrigerator.
Yes. People
it's on TV all the time.
What is that little, what do you got right there above your microwave, by the way, behind you? It's a little phone.
Oh, that's Morty from Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay. Here he goes. He's got, I'll explain what he's doing. I'll do a play-by-play. He's unwrapping the ribbon. It's very pretty, black and white ribbon. It looks like something that you would get, like, at a, it's a nice package of goods in a plastic wrap.
It's got a Beetlejuice vibe to it.
Very much. Yeah, black and white.
Black and white Beetlejuice. Also,
stripes.
What do I do with it now? Nothing. It goes into a waste dump.
Well, you
waste.
Could repurpose it and you
as
could,
what?
You could use it to wrap a gift.
I could make a hat or a pterodactyl.
A tie. A belt.
Yeah.
There he goes. He's going in.
I'm doing it. I'm going in.
It was nice of them to send us this, though.
There we go. It's a whole bucket full of treats. How do we do this? Should we each try every single treat, no matter what it is?
I think we should. I can't try the chocolate chip cookie, but I'm going to have Andy come try it.
Really?
Why not?
Okay. Where's the chocolate chip cookie? What are you even talking about?
Oh, the complete cookie. Lenny and
Larry. Oh, this thing? Oh, fuck.
Oatmeal raisin, sorry.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat this fucking thing.
No?
Yeah, this doesn't appeal to me at any point in my, I mean, no offense to Lenny and Larry's.
Vegan or not.
Complete cookie.
I mean, it's pretty good.
You say it has raisins in it?
Mine has oatmeal raisin. What does yours say?
Oh, maybe they have different flavors?
Yeah. What is yours?
Let me see yours. Hold yours up. Yeah, they gave us two different Lenny and Larry's.
Oh, yours is coconut.
I don't think they understood the concept when I said, could you send her the exact same thing so that we could both, they sent you sort of the same thing.
Here, tell me what else you got and I'll tell you if I have the same thing. What else is in there?
But this one I don't think has raisins in it, so I might give it a try. It's called chocolate donut.
Oh, yours is probably, maybe they knew you'd like that.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think of the, does that appeal to you? It's like a chocolate cookie with sprinkles.
Yeah.
And little chocolate, vegan chocolate turdlings on there. I'll try that. But your cookie, you don't want to touch your cookie.
I'm going to have Spencer, Andy try it for me.
All right. When's he going to do that?
Well, you want to do that one now? You want to start with that?
Yeah,
let's get up to it.
We've already been talking about it.
Might as well go for it.
People are dying to know.
Hold, please.
Cookie.
Andy.
Oh, my God.
Come here.
Oh, Andy. We're going to get Andy to try the cookie. It's going to be...
I didn't open the cookie, actually. That's the only thing I didn't open.
Very exciting.
What a fool.
Oh. Where is he? What is he doing?
He's, I don't know. Oh, today was his last day of school. We had a drive-by graduation where you put balloons on the car and go through and they give the diploma. He gets out with a mask on. I'll actually send you a picture of it. It's quite interesting the way that they're getting... He brought his cat. He wants to show you. This is Mrs. Paws.
Oh, hi.
Look at her. So cute. Hey, Annie. Here, try this. You open yours, Doug. I can't open mine.
The packaging, I'm starting to read about it, and it just says, stop reading and open it.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. All right. Give that a try and tell what you think.
This cookie has no egg, no dairy, no soy. It's vegan, kosher, no artificial sweeteners.
All right, here he goes.
Does he like it?
Very good.
Describe it.
I like how all the flavors mix. And it's like a good mix of wet and dry.
That's how I've been described. am I being inappropriate?
Oh, look at
it. Look at what he got.
Look at how this thing looks in real life.
Now, that looks like a little bit of a mistake, but we'll see.
That doesn't look like sprinkles to me. Look at it. Look at it on here.
Yeah, those look like
sprinkles. How pretty those are, such pretty sprinkles. And then on here, it's just they're like...
Well, probably because they're melted.
Because what? Oh, he said probably because they're melted.
They melted on, yeah. They melted flat. Is he a scientist?
Are you good at science? Yeah. What does he think?
Oh, you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Just eating a big piece of shit.
Andy liked his better.
It's all right. I don't love it. It's just like, I bet you Andy's is a little better. This one's a lot of cookies.
Andy wants more.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So he'll have that. All right. Yeah. Try anything else or you're good?
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Andy.
So yours, you say not great. His he likes. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't dislike it. I just don't know how to, it's just kind of like, you know, I've had them in the past, like at the gym and stuff, you know, like any kind of healthy cookie always has like an extra look to
some
it.
Are good. There are some good ones, though.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's some good ones. And when I find one, I'm going to go, that was a good one.
Oh, what's this? Did you say you've had this before?
No, not this. Oh. But Anna used to bring oatmeal raisin.
All right, my darling. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye, Karen.
Bye.
So he had his graduation today, and they had a party for Ed's friends where you put the mask on, you go to the, it's 101 out. And I read the directions that we were to get to the party at 2:00, but it really started at noon. So I got there at the end of the party. Thank God. I mean, I can't even take it. 101 out with masks and these kids and oh my God. So we stayed for a little bit longer, said hi, and then I don't see how anyone could stand it for that long anyway. So hot with the masks on.
Yeah, it's really a shame, but you're doing the right thing, keeping those masks on.
We got to do
What's your next what item would you like to try?
I've been kind of wanting to try this pig out because I kind of like pork rinds when I was little, but I haven't had them since because they just seem weird, you know. So I would think I want to kind of try these. So these are pig out. They're called pig out. Oh, I get it. Pig out. Pigless pork rinds. Plant-based. Chef rated. And they say they're hella tasty. Oh, these are nacho cheese flavored, though. Are yours?
I can't even find what you're talking about.
Looks like we didn't get the same stuff. Look at, you're like, oh, I got a shoe.
Look at this. Scotch tape. Did you get scotch tape?
Did you get a fork?
Did you get organic chickpea puffs?
No, but I've had those before. So we got all different stuff.
They just sent you different vegan stuff than me. Did you get Swedish fish?
That I did get. But we've had
that seems like an obvious one. I don't need to try. I don't need to eat a Swedish fish. I know what they taste like.
They're delicious.
I know that I like them very much.
I love them. I love Swedish fish. Always is something I would like. Maybe at the movie theater, I'll eat these.
Yeah, whole bag's only 200 calories, and it doesn't have anything in it. No sugar, or it's got a little sugar, but...
I'm gonna have
low sodium.
Huh? I ate it.
Okay.
Yum.
Made in Turkey.
Oh, God.
But not out of Turkey.
Oh, okay.
Says store in a cool, dry place. Well, that's anywhere where I'm at. about this? Did you get an Unreal dark chocolate coconut bar?
Yes, I did.
Let's try that.
All right. That I can eat.
I'm not a dark chocolate person really, but I do like coconut.
Oh. I like dark chocolate a lot. And I'm okay with coconut.
There's definitely a theme of these are candies that have melted in the hot in the mail, and then when they got here, they went solid again.
This looks a little like the Caddyshack candy, if you know what I mean.
This one looks kind of funky. Yeah, like Bill Murray's about to take a bite and say, no big deal.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I like the coconut. It's not as fluffy as like a Mounds.
No, but that's what it is, isn't it? I mean, I don't usually get those because I don't get coconut candy. But absolutely, it tastes like a Mounds, you know, without the nut, obviously.
Yeah, I like it. It's all right.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'm not eating that much of these kinds of things anyway, you know, so switching to vegan, you know, snacks isn't really going to...
What were you going to...
I'm not eating these kinds of snacks, even regular style, you know.
Like, what would be your regular snack, I wonder? Like, if you're just grabbing for a snack...
I try not to. Like, oh, you know what I really like?
Uh-oh, here it comes. What is it? Oh, yeah, those are good. Harvest Snaps, lightly salted, yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah, those are really good.
Yeah, I wonder if they qualify. It says it's a non-GMO product. Powered by plant protein, it says, but that could just be fancy words.
Well, it should have a little sign that says V on it with a circle around it.
Oh, it does have milk in it, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, no, it doesn't have milk in it. It just says something about it's packed on shared equipment with milk. They have to warn you if it's going to be near milk?
Mm-hmm. Because if you're allergic, that's the same thing with, like I said, I've been so familiar with gluten-free. If it's on a facility that, you know, same equipment.
Yeah, same packing equipment that also packs milk. So look out.
Well. Yeah.
Well, you all right. They seem like they're in the produce aisle, so they don't seem like they have too much stuff in them that's not good. Anyway, that's my go-to snack, and I don't, you know, I don't really try not to snack much. Like, I'll just have, you know, two or three of them if I...
That's healthy.
I'm in the mood. They're tasty. They're so tasty. Only 130 calories in the bag, and there's 22 servings.
They always get you. Let's try the pig out. I really want... Oh, you don't have pig out. Let me try the pig out.
What are you trying?
I'm going to try the pork rinds, the fake pork rinds.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I got any.
I'll take a picture of it to show you.
I got some vegan jerky.
God, I want that. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here I go. Mm-mm.
No?
No. Yikes. Let me try this vegan water.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Gotta keep hydrated. Oh, man.
All right, so thumbs down on the pork rinds?
Yeah, I know.
Porkless pork rinds?
I can't do it. Yeah, that's no good.
What's wrong with them?
It's not good tasting. Like, I can't even explain how bad that was. But it's nacho cheese flavored. If it was just salt, I might like it. You know, it's probably the nacho cheese thing that's throwing me off because it's not real, you know, it's not real cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that if it was just like seasoning salt or something like that, it'd be good. Because the crunch is good. It's got the satisfaction of having a crunchy thing. But I can get that I can get that with a corn chip, right? There's a lot of vegan chips, I assume.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I was kind of surprised when PETA was like, we want to send you vegan snacks. I thought they'd be less like candy and more like, you know, chips and stuff.
Or your vegan jerky.
Yeah, I did get vegan jerky. I did get these hippies, chickpea puffs. I bet you they're good. Bohemian barbecue. I don't know what bohemian means.
I just had those. They're okay. Oh, I have some downstairs, actually.
Really? You bought these yourself?
I actually bought these. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I like the way they look. Because they look very Cheeto-y.
Mm-hmm.
But with a different flavor.
Yours are Cheeto-y. Mine are not. Mine are flat. But they're the same flavor.
Huh. Mmm. It's like a very crunchy Cheeto. It's not as soft as a Cheeto.
Looks good. I've had several different kinds of hip peas, and I love them all.
The barbecue tastes good. Like, it tastes like, you know, it tastes like a barbecue chip, you know, like just a regular barbecue potato chip. All right.
That's good.
Thumbs up.
Did you get these? Did you get socks? I tried to eat them.
I should say they're spelled H-I-P-P-E-A-S. It just sounds like we just keep saying hippies, like.
Hip peas, yeah.
Like, you know, like a long-haired radical hippie. All right, I'm going to try this beef jerky.
All right, let's see.
Vegan jerky, apologies.
Let's try it.
They sent me a shit ton of Skinny Pop. They sent me four things of Skinny Pop.
I got two things of Skinny Pop, which I've already eaten before, but this is good. This is no, you know, it doesn't have butter, so, you know.
It's just regular flavor, plain, right?
Yeah, I've been a fan of Skinny Pop for a long time anyway.
Okay, well, I'll make one of these in my microwave behind me in a second. I'm going to try the Louisville Vegan Jerky Company, established 2012. I love when they say, when people are like established, you know, some business 4, 5, 7 years ago, and they, you know, act like we need to know.
This goes back all the way to when I first moved into this house. You know, it's just like, who cares?
Gluten-free, and then at the bottom it says keep it fake and non-GMO soy. I mean, I'm in. If I find a beef jerky that, or, you know, a fake jerky that tastes just as good as the real thing, I'll be very excited.
I'm looking forward to this, having you taste this.
I don't like how it looks.
Let's take a look.
It looks gross.
I can't see. Put it somewhere else. There we go. That's like, it's not flat like I would imagine.
It feels like you're just eating chicken, pieces of chicken by hand, like chicken tenders or something.
They're all knotted up, though. Here he goes. Big bite. I'm going to guess from the face you make. No.
It's smoky Carolina barbecue flavor. And they really, it's really crazy with the barbecue. It's very barbecue. I think that's going to be a no for me overall, though.
You know, I think the thing with vegetarianism and also veganism is, you know, just cut the meat out. We don't need to replicate the meat so much. You know, like, I think that people do like vegan burgers, but, and Impossible or stuff like that. But, like, we already like, if you... You're going to want plants. You're going to want it. I guess it's for people who don't like vegetables and things that don't have meat in them already. I don't know if they only like meat. Like, I know people who only really like meat, you know? Remember Greg Barrett? He would only eat meat. Like, he hated vegetables. My friend Anne from San Francisco, she did not like any vegetables at all. Barely fruit.
Yeah. Vegetables and fruit, they can be a tough sell for people if they manage to get to adulthood without, you know, developing a taste for it, you know. But that's what I love about going to fancy restaurants and doing dining with Doug and Karen is that, you know, I could just try something, and if I don't like it, it's, you know, it's not going to be any big deal. But, you know, just trying to find things that you didn't know that you would like. I found a lot of good food that way. A couple of bags of Sour Patch Kids, classic.
I didn't get those. But
any Sour Patch Kids? I got two packs of them.
I'll tell you what I got is.
What's your bucket full of? If you don't
I got Smart Sweets. They're similar, probably.
Smart Sweets. Didn't send me any Smart Sweets. Let me see a Smart Sweet.
What does it look like?
Oh, okay. It kind of looks like it might have weed in it.
Yeah,
what? What's the? See the packaging? Can I see the packaging? Oh yeah, I think I've seen that.
I'm gonna try it. Okay.
Okay, try one.
It says kick sugar. All right, kick sugar. These are good. Gluten free. Free from sugar, alcohols, non-GMO, plant-based goodness. You know what you can taste after a while? That sort of fake sugar, which I think.
Oh, oh yeah, there you go.
It says free from artificial sweetener.
They took a picture of you reading that.
Oh, great. I think it'd be perfect. Every single person in my family imitates me reading without my glasses on.
I know. It's a look I'm, you know, starting to get into because, you know, different things. I've got glasses for distance and for close up, and so I have to switch my glasses all the time.
Oh God, they imitate me all the time. Here's mom reading something, and then they put their glasses up. They don't care what my feelings.
Also, Annie's homegrown looks like kind of gummy bears, but they're bunny fruits. They're little fruity bunnies.
Oh yeah, we've bought those many times. I don't have those either, but I have something similar. What do I have? No, I have some kind of.
Oh, they have one. They have tropical and citrus.
I would like a citrus.
Yeah. I'm going to try an Annie's Citrus Gummy Rabbit. Bunny Fruit Snacks. Wow. They introduce you on the back of the package to Annie's pet bunny.
These are kind of kid snacks when you think about it.
Inspired these things. Here we go. I like that.
Surprisingly delicious.
Yeah, it's not like you cut through it quicker than a gummy. It's not as chewy as a gummy.
I got here a chocolate vegan organic chocolate raisin.
You got a what?
I got these vegan organic chocolate raisins. The Raw Chocolate Company. Let's see what makes them chocolatey. Oh God, I can't do shit. I can't see. Plump, juicy, sun-drenched raisins draped in our delicious, pure, raw chocolate. Let's taste it.
Yeah, give it a try.
I hope you know what? The aftertaste of that ring I ate that looked like a gummy is not good. Wow. So this is a raisin. You know, have you ever had like just chocolate cocoa powder? You know, just plain cocoa powder.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
That's what this is on top of this raisin.
I don't like that.
I could do without that. Let's see. So far, I'm going to say the best thing I've had, and you've had it too, was the coconut chocolate bar.
Yeah. Let's give them another plug. It's called Unreal.
Swedish Fish, we already had those before in our life many times.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice reminder that these are vegan snacks and they don't put any, you know, they don't have any, you know, egg and milk in them or whatever.
Did they get any socks done?
Say what?
You get socks?
They sent you socks?
Yeah. Look, I tried to eat them.
I got no socks in my bucket.
Let them be free, PETA.
Yeah, it's nice socks with whales on them.
I like it.
Yeah.
The boys will wear it. Andy, Spencer will wear these when he skateboards, probably.
And then I also have Cocoa Melts, cocoa nut milk caramels with sea salt.
Ooh, those sound good.
Plant-based Cocoa Melts. Have you ever gone down to Cocomel?
I do. I love it. I go there for
spring break. Antigua.
Oh, yeah. The Beach Boys, we go down there. We have a nice party.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new Beach Boys movie? I don't know if it's new. Actually, it's old, I think.
What?
My parents just saw it. They liked it.
The Kokomo song?
No, what's the Beach Boys? The Brian Wilson movie that just came, it's kind of new.
Oh, yeah. It was like a couple years ago.
Oh, was it? Oh, my parents just told me about it. They liked it.
It's really good.
I'll have to watch it.
But now I can't remember what it's called. It's called Something and Something.
Love and Mercy.
Yay!
Yeah, I think I'll watch that. Yeah.
Tony Thaxton with the trivia. All right, so I'm going to try a Cocoa Mel. This is one of those ones where I just, you know, say fuck it and take scissors to open it because I can't figure out how to open it.
Yep.
They're individually wrapped once you're inside. It's a big deal.
That's good for social distancing.
Oh, yeah, this is a caramel for sure. Oh, that's nice.
There we go.
Very soft.
I wonder what caramels have in them that would not be vegan, or are they just naturally vegan? They must have butter in them, maybe. I don't know. Everything has butter, so they probably don't have butter.
No, that was pretty good. That was, I'm impressed.
What are they called?
They are called Cocoa Mels.
Oh, Cocoa Mels, yeah.
Cocoa Mels. It's got like a sea salt thing going on, and yeah.
That sounds good.
A little bit stuck in my teeth now, though, now that I'm done. If you don't like that sort of thing, you should probably stay away. What's the cooking time on Skinny Pop, Karen?
1.5 to 1:45 or 2 or something, but just keep your eye, you know, listen for it.
You listen for when if it goes 3 seconds without a pop.
Then take it off.
Then get it out of there.
All right. There's nothing you want worse than a burnt popcorn in your microwave. It does not come out ever. It takes a long time. You know how you do it though? If you do burn your popcorn in your little tip, you clean it out with vinegar.
Oh.
You put vinegar in there in a cup, and then you put it on, you know, starter up, and the vinegar will sort of get rid of that horrific scent.
I liked on an episode of The Office, they were like, Phyllis is using a microwave while people were trying to have a private conversation. And they were like, why don't you go use the other microwave? And she goes, because it smells like popcorn.
She's so funny.
And she was making popcorn. I fucked up.
I'll say that went off soon.
Yeah, I didn't put enough time on the old timer.
How's the cooking coming? Are you doing some cooking?
Oh, yeah. You can see I'm great at it. I just put microwave popcorn in and just set it for 30 seconds.
But are you cooking more?
That's what a great chef I am. I'm cooking a little bit more, not much more.
I just, you know, I order stuff to be delivered. It's just not as good. So I just figure, and I don't know if this is true or not. I'd like to know about this from people in the restaurant biz. I feel like they might be switching up the people they buy their stuff from, because a lot of the restaurants don't taste the same to me anymore.
Ooh.
I don't want to name names, but a few places do not taste the same anymore. And
that's interesting. Yeah, is Taco Bell one of them?
Not Taco Bell, no.
I don't want the taste of Taco Bell to change.
Well, God forbid it's Jack in the Box with your love of the croissant witch or whatever it was.
Thank you for remembering. Breakfast Jack.
Yes. So that's cooking. What else? Anything new besides doing?
No, just you know, doing lots of still doing Doug Lowe's movies and stuff. We're just doing them all remotely. Getting done with High is probably going to pick up again soon. I'm excited about that. And you know, all my tour dates are just getting kicked down the road to where we might be able to do shows in a room with an audience full of people safely.
Yeah. I was just talking to our old buddy Arj Barker recently, and
yeah,
he was saying the same thing. They keep booking him in places, and then they keep kicking him out, kicking him down, because I guess they're trying, his promoters, but it's just really, it's just all wishful, yeah. You know?
1, 2, 3.
We're going to start up the soup on the 8th. I shouldn't say the 8th. In July, hopefully, with writers at home and a very, very slim staff safely. They're trying to figure out how to do it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the clips and stuff that you can go to, I've been watching the Late Show monologues, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel and all the Jimmys. And, they just go to clips and stuff. So those could be, assembled and put together.
And
that's her part. And it's, I think it'll be a fun show regardless. And then you don't have the issue of whether there's an audience or not, because there's just definitely not an audience.
There's definitely not anyway anymore. We stopped having an audience. But the control room is the only little bit of a hiccup, you know. But they're figuring it out.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't understand why, they don't have to do it like it's a live-to-tape show.
I'm not exactly sure. I didn't get into all the questions. But I do know that they're going to try it in the studio, so...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, with professional cameras and whatnot.
Then it's just tricky about they'll have protocols
exactly.
How far people need to stand, and I guess, Jade will probably have to do her own makeup at home or something.
Yeah, we're not sure exactly all the things, but I know it's all being worked out and discussed, and I think they're adding some shows on some episode order to it. Which is nice.
Nice.
Giving us another.
I mean,
starting
it's
over.
Perfect programming for right now because,
Oh, I got a boo boo. I cut my finger real bad the other day. I glued it. I crazy glued it together.
Because you couldn't go to the hospital?
Well, I just was like, you know what? They'll probably glue it if I get there, so why don't I just glue it?
You know, that's what I said about my last cavity.
You did.
Do it myself. They're just going to take a drill and drill it. I can do that.
Do that. What do you got going? How is it? Oh, I'll trace mine.
I got a nice bag of fresh, hot, skinny pop popcorn.
Mmm, scrumptious.
I got to say, I like it.
I'll take a picture.
I'm going to watch a movie.
I take one picture. Why not? we're getting more chickens. 2 more chicks.
Wow.
They wanted to get 4 more. I asked if we could please only get 2 more, and they agreed to it.
Okay.
So you'll have to come over. Check
them
out.
How many total?
Well, 5 total.
All
right. So other people will be getting eggs because we already have enough eggs. It's so funny because he wants chicks. He wants to have like little baby chicks, and they grow up in about maybe 4 to 7 hours. So, that'll be over with. But, 2 more, let them raise them.
So they're babies now?
We haven't gotten them yet. They've been ordered.
Can you guys leave for a day and we'll come over and hang out with your chickens?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can just go in the backyard. We'll let you up through the driveway.
Oh, are we going to leave enough to call first?
Well, maybe we are.
Is it the middle of the night okay?
They'll be sleeping in their hen house. Listen to Chester. Listen to Chester.
I can't hear
him. He's not doing it. He's going like this. And chicken is like, what?
Yeah, we can't hear it.
Everybody's so old. Our pets are getting so old, Doug. Now, are you guys going to get, are you allergic to pets or what's the deal?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am. I'm allergic to everything. I'm allergic to waking up yesterday. I was miserable.
This popcorn's good.
It is good. I do like it. I do like the skinny pop. And I appreciate PETA opening our eyes to the idea of eating snacks that animals didn't have to contribute to. And thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Doug.
That was fun. Let's we'll try to figure out another fun remote food assignment or thing for us to do on this show. And we didn't have a guest on this one because we only got two of these buckets sent to us, and the guests would just sit there and watch us. It'd be like inviting a Jew over on Christmas. So,
yeah.
So it was just us, and we got a chance to catch up. And
John, nice to see you.
Yeah. And we'll be back real soon. In the meantime, bon appetit, motherfuckers.
Snow peas, three cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Doug and Mommy.